Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy, go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, dang, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract him with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go in the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
Oh, there's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy? Randy.
Yeah, let me tell you the story.
So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight. And then all the students and all the teachers went, ooh, so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, Randy, Randy. And I was like, that's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him. So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
Well, look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what'd he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1 and then he punched me in the face and he took my dollar and then he pulled my underwear out and there were still skid marks on it and then he started waving my underwear around and everybody started laughing and calling me skid mark guy and poop clean guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated like 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice. He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station?
I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh, no. She signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book. Okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Baked Ziti Petey because he always brought Baked Ziti to lunch and ate it. But then he went on a ski trip, and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Baked Ziti and walking around. So we started calling him Baked Ziti Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza skeet?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that Lil Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see. A 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. How about this? So Brooklyn guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better stop training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh man, Randy, it looks like you won!
Yeah, cause you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. He came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. You have to drag me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right. I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like like I did in high school.
I'm gonna swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, got you. Marvin, protect my head. I'll try now. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass need
it. Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round two because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to fight you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow.
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow. Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You gonna help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth. Vincent Van Gogh's ear. Hurry up and go to the next one.
Boy, hey, what you doing?
I'm watching this online ear auction. I'm trying to buy Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
Ew, buddy, that's disgusting. Why do you want to buy an ear that someone bit off?
Because nobody else has it and I want it. Shh, it's coming up.
All right, for our next item up to auction, we have Evander Holyfield's right ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. And to verify the authenticity of said ear, we have the Mr. Evander Holyfield! So, Mr. Holyfield, this is your ear, correct?
Oh, what's that?
This ear is your ear, correct?
Repeat it again.
The ear on the table is, in fact, the ear that Mike Tyson bit off of you.
Hey, let's switch seats. I can't hear your ass. You know my ear on the table.
My apologies, sir. So, Mr. Holyfield.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know, is this your ear?
Oh, yeah, that's my ear right there.
And why are you selling said ear?
You know the bills, dude. It's the rent, you know. I gotta pay it.
You heard it here first, folks. Evander Holyfield needs to pay his rent. So, let's start the bidding at $1,000. Do I hear $1,000? $1,000 going once. $1,000 going twice. Nothing. Okay. How about $500? Anyone for $500?
Bid on it, Boyney.
$500 is too much. I can get them lower.
You in the back, sir. You're just getting up to use the bathroom. Understood. Maybe $100. Do I hear $100?
I'll give you an earring with it. Come on.
$100? I'm buying it.
$100? I've just been notified that someone from the online auction has bought the ear for $100. Congrats, sir.
Want some more?
Mmm! Yes! Yes, I won! I won the ear Mike Tyson bit off! Yes!
Boy, what are you gonna do when you get your bitten off ear?
Well, I'm gonna put it in my wallet and carry it around with me wherever I go. And whenever I meet people, I'm gonna say, hey, you know that ear Mike Tyson bit off? I have it. And they're gonna say, nuh-uh. And then I'm gonna whip it out and show them, and they're gonna think I'm cool.
But how are they gonna know it was really his ear?
It comes with a certificate of ear-thenticity.
Well, when does it get ear?
Well, it gets ear tomorrow because they're doing overnight shipping. It's coming from Las Vegas. Oh, let's go to bed. I can't wait to get my ear. Oh, Karen, I'm so excited. I'm not going to count sheep while I sleep. I'm going to count ears. One ear. Two ears.
Boyne, I know you're not sleeping. Your eyes are still open.
I know. That's how excited I am.
Boyne, you want to fool around?
Only if I can do it in your ear.
Boyne, that's icky.
I know. I'm going to sleep.
Huh? It's morning, Karen!
Boyne, it's too early for this!
I'm gonna go track my package. Ooh, I can't wait to see what time my ear gets delivered. What? Package destroyed? What? Destroyed?
Boyne, what's wrong?
I'm on the UPS website, and it says my package was destroyed.
What?
I don't know, let me check the news.
Breaking news, MK. A UPS plane has crashed into a children's hospital, destroying all the packages and killing hundreds of people.
What? Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't believe my luck.
I know, Boyne, it's awful. All those children are dead.
Oh, my package is gone.
Boyne, there's family suffering out there.
I'm suffering, Karen. I'm the one whose package got destroyed. Oh, why does God hate me? Why does he make this happen to me?
Stop being so selfish, Boyne.
Karen, that was Evander Holyfield's only ear that got bitten off. It was irreplaceable. How on earth could this have happened?
Cut it out with the puns, Boyne. It's not a joke.
No, I know it's not a joke, Karen. I know people died, but you can always make more kids. You can't make more of Evander Holyfield's ear that got bitten off. You could do that one more time, but I bet he's not going to do it. I don't care if he and Mike Tyson are friends now. He's not going to let him bite the other one off.
Cut it out, Boyne.
No, I'm going to go to the auction house, and I'm going to say, how are you going to make this right? I need you to make Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off and spit it out into my hand. That's the only way.
Boyne!
No, I'm going to go there and tell him.
Order. Damn it. Well, in any case, I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is demanding to get Evander Holyfield's other ear because the one he purchased was destroyed in a plane crash. Brooklyn Guy, explain what's going on.
So I purchased Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off for $100 in an auction. And I was really excited to finally get the ear so I could show it off to my friends. And then bam! The plane carrying the ear crashes and the ear gets destroyed. It was one of a kind. So now they owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear and I want Mike Tyson to bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Very interesting. Mr. Auction House Man, what have you to say about this?
Well, it wasn't the auction house's fault that UPS crashed their plane. It should be their job to get him a new Holyfield ear.
Yes, that does make sense that it is UPS's fault that their plane crashed. So, Brooklyn Guy, couldn't you just sue UPS for a $100 refund for the ear?
I don't want a refund. I want Evander Holyfield's ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. It was worth way more than $100 to me. It was priceless. They owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want you to make Mike Tyson bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Well, I don't really have the power to force Mike Tyson to bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off, but I suppose I could give you a 24-hour pass to go bite it off.
Wait, me? I could bite his other ear off?
Yes, you have 24 hours to go bite Evander Holyfield's ear off without it being considered a crime. But after that 24-hour period, it will become a crime, so you better go bite his ear off.
Thank you, Your Honor! Now, where is he? Hey, Marvin.
I liked it better when you would knock before you came in my house.
It's really important this time.
Ooh, I really do like your hair, though.
Thank you.
You look good.
Oh, I don't feel good. Did you see on the news about the UPS plane that crashed into that children's hospital?
I know, that was so sad.
Wait, you feel bad because you knew my package was on that plane?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, maybe you should have been more considerate.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, whatever. But my package was one of a kind. It was irreplaceable.
What was your package? Like a kitten or a puppy?
No, it was Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
You bought an ear that was bitten off?
Yeah, for $100. It was a pretty good deal, actually.
Oh, okay, so why do you even care if it was only $100?
Because it's not about the money, Marvin, it's about the ear. And the judge says I have 24 hours to legally bite off Evander Holyfield's other ear.
But won't he need that?
Well, he didn't need the other one, he was auctioning it off.
This whole situation sounded completely insane and stupid.
I know, but I just came to you to see if you know where Evander Holyfield is.
I don't know where that guy is, I don't even know what he does now.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could try calling his agent and asking his agent where he is.
Ooh, see, Marvin, this is why I come to you. You have smart ideas. I'm gonna go get my phone. Okay, I Googled his agent's phone number and I'm gonna call him. Hello, you've reached Steve Salberger, talent agent. Yes, do you represent Evander Holyfield?
I do!
Okay, so where is he?
Well, I can't disclose that kind of information unless it's for business purposes.
Oh, it is. He owes me something.
Oh, well, what's he owe you?
Let's just say it's an earful.
Well, what is it?
In my mouth.
What?
I'm gonna bite his ear off because the judge said I could. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Well, maybe because the way you approached the situation.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said you were gonna bite his ear off.
Marvin, could you call him and see if you can find out where he is?
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, you've reached Steve Salberger, talent agent.
Yes, you represent Evander Holyfield, correct?
This isn't another prank call about biting his ear off again, is it? We get those all the time.
No, this is a business opportunity for Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, we have an opportunity for him to go back into boxing.
Oh, he loves doing that.
Yeah, Mike Tyson wants a rematch.
Oh, okay.
So where is he so I can talk about this opportunity?
He's at the Applebee's right now.
Okay, well, then we'll head that way.
Okay, I'll let them know you're coming.
Thank you. They said he's at Applebee's.
Which Applebee's?
The Applebee's.
Oh, the Applebee's, of course. Yeah, okay, I'll go over there, and I'll dress up like a waiter and then bite his ear off.
Hello, welcome to Applebee's. What would you like to drink? Sir? Sir?
Oh, you were talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm missing the end.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What would you like to drink?
Hey there, I'm the district manager for Applebee's. You can go home.
Really?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh!
Hey there, Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, you recognize me? Oh, you must be a fan of something.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You want an autograph?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, what can I get you started with? Maybe an appetizer ear?
Oh, What you got?
Maybe an irresistible?
Ooh, I ain't really into Tex-Mex shrimp.
Oh, okay, well, what do you want?
How about we go with a cheeseburger?
Ooh, a cheeseburger ear, good choice. Well, which one do you want? Take a good hard look.
What you got? How about an impossible cheeseburger?
Impossible burger. Gotcha. I'll go put that in.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Holyfield, here's your cheeseburger ear and your complimentary fries.
All right, calm down, nigga. That's a lot of ear jokes.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Just take a bite like Mike Tyson.
Whatever. Are you going to watch me eat?
Do you mind if I take a bite? They don't really feed us here.
My burger?
Yeah. Can we, like, do it close to your face, though? Like, maybe we, like, Lady and the Tramp it?
Whatever, man.
Not again!
Breaking news, MK. An Applebee's waiter has bitten off Evander Holyfield's other ear while eating dinner.
He actually did it.
What? Ew, why would you still have it in your mouth?
I don't know. I just thought it was cool.
Okay, well, that's...
be like Mike Tyson.
That's disgusting. Well, you finally got it. Are you happy?
No, because it's still not the ear Mike Tyson bit off.
Well, how would anyone know?
You're right. Nobody would know. I could just say, this is the ear Mike Tyson bit off. But I don't have a certificate of ear authenticity.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
And done. Finished another one.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes with Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick!
Marvin, that's mean!
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his! And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Hello? Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up, let me tell her the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell, that's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI, again, for the sixth time.
And you're gonna go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news, MK! A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit, shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was that body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Oh, man, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. No,
no. Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow, you were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick!
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sentenced me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is, I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Sephora, because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Sephora, and we were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The more the Mary, everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys, let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought you your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, it's Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look.
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas.
The deadline's already passed. They're gonna get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it's stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Well, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, help!
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check Naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the Naughty list, too?
Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas so he delivers my presents.
Hey! With the Naughty on Nice list! Santa!
Jump her, Marvin!
What, jump her?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas, like tonight's the night you have to go deliver the presents.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered, and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name in your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list? I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's gonna come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I want to go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't want to sleep in my cop uniform. I gotta sleep in something loose, because I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not gonna spoon you.
Well, I was gonna be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so there's presents for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he is really taking a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
Well, where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Cole?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well,
I guess,
I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah, what is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
Marvin, what movie do you want to watch?
I don't know. Maybe we could
watch... Mom, Ibs, can I please have some money?
No, Dougie. Why do you need money?
Because the new Madden came out, and I want to play as the Kentucky Fried Cheese as Patrick Mahomes.
You don't need the new Madden, Dougie. It's the same game every year. They don't change anything about it.
But you see, Mom, Ibs, this year's is different because they have someone new on the cover.
They always have someone new on the cover.
That's what makes it different. So can I please have it? It's only $99.99 for taxes and fees.
Come on, Marvin. Marvin, buy your friend the game.
See, I like what she said.
All right, Dougie, if I buy you this game, will you never ask me for anything for the rest of the year?
Well, you see, I also want to go to strip club, too.
You're not going to the strip club. You know, I'm not giving you any money because you're going to blow it on strippers.
Mom, Bibbs, you're so mean to me.
Go, Dougie. You're so annoying. He's always asking for money.
Steve, baby. What's poppin', mommy?
What?
What's going on, Steve? Why'd you call me here?
You called me here.
Oh, yeah! I got some big ideas for this company, Steve.
Well, Ronald, we don't really need big ideas right now. The company's doing fine.
Yeah, but my ideas will send this company skyrocketing, Steve. I'm talking straight to the stratosphere, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, what are your ideas?
Okay, first, I was thinking we stop focusing so much on burgers and we start focusing more on computers.
What, computers?
Yeah, so I found out there's this company that's worth trillions called Apples. And guess what kind of product Apples make, Steve? I'll give you a hint, it's not Apples!
Well, Apple makes computers.
Where'd you steal my joke, Steve? How did you know that?
They're a very popular company, Ronald.
You own one, don't you?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, burn it! Because they've been stealing their ideas from me, Steve! Guess what their laptop's called? A MacBook. And guess what our most delicious, most popular burger's called? A Big Mac. They've been stealing my name right out of my ass, Steve. Sue 'em.
But Ronald, you don't own the word Mac.
I invented Mac. Sue 'em.
But what about kids named Mac?
Kick sand in their eyes. Then sue their parents for everything they're worth.
Okay, but what about mac and cheese?
That's a good one, Steve. Why are they even called that? They should be called noodles and cheese. Where'd they get the name from, Steve? Me.
Well, it comes from macaroni, which is the name of the noodle.
Sue macaroni. And sue that asshole that sticks a feather in his cat, too.
But what about macadamia nuts?
I want you to sue the nut who thought it would be a good idea to steal my idea. They don't call me MacDonald for nothing, Steve.
Ronald, your name is McDonald.
Sue Mickey Mouse.
Now, Ronald, this is getting ridiculous.
No, you know what's ridiculous, Steve? The fact that we don't sell burgers in India. I feel like that's kind of a missed opportunity. I dropped my beer bottle. But like I was saying, missed opportunity. Because there's like a lot of people there. And I feel like there's a lot of hungry people in that India. So why don't we sell them beef there, Steve?
Well, people in India don't eat cows.
Oh, okay, throw some cows on a cruise ship and send them over there.
No, Ronald, I mean they don't want to eat cows.
They haven't tried my shit, have they, Steve? They haven't tried my shit, because if they tried it, they would love it. Because my shit good, Steve.
I know it's
my
good.
My shit good, Steve?
Ronald, they don't eat cows because it's against their religion.
Okay, Steve, I got it. I say that we do a reverse Chick-fil-A campaign in India. I'm talking chickens holding up signs and shit saying, eat more cows. That shit would go crazy.
It would go crazy with protests.
I like that, Steve. Protests mean change. So, when I come back here, you better be showing me some pictures of happy beef-eating Indians. Say it with me, Steve. Happy beef-eating Indians. Good boy. Get to it, Steve.
I'll get right on that. He's driving this company into the ground. He needs to die. I'm gonna hire someone.
Oh, you sick asshole.
Where am I gonna find a hitman?
Hey, old man, move head, you're blocking pits.
Oh, you look scary.
Thank you. Now move head, you're blocking pits.
I was just wondering if I could hire you to, kill someone?
Whoa, dude, you can't talk like that out loud. The police will go crazy. If you want to talk like that, you have to speak in code, like, I want you to make that man swim with the fishes, or I want you to take out the trash.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, can you, take someone out for me?
No, I am no hitman. Plus, killing people is wrong.
Oh, I just thought, you know, because you're so scary and you were giving me advice, I assumed.
No, I would try that guy over there.
Oh, put him, boom in that!
Hey, are you gonna pay me?
No, because I ain't got no money.
Well, then I'm gonna get off the stage.
No, bring me them boomers back! Man, I guess I could just sniff the pole like a fresh sniff. Ooh, it smells like shrimp!
Excuse me, Mr. Dinosaur Man.
What you want, old man?
How would you like to make $1,000,000?
Ooh, like the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where you answer all the questions? I like to choose C for all the answers. Final answer, did I win?
No.
Okay, well then I'd like to change my answer. B, final answer.
No.
Okay, well then can I call my cousin Doodle-Ass? Because he's the smartest person in my family. He did one semester of community college up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, but that's not what I want to hire you for.
And he can show you where Mount Rushmore is on maps.
Oh, that's very impressive.
And I think Benjamin Franklin was the first president.
Oh, that's wrong, but okay.
And Helen Keller flew the first airplanes with the Wright brothers.
Look, I'm not paying you for information. I'm going to give you $1,000,000 to, take someone out for me.
Oh, $1,000,000 to take someone out?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, who I got to take out?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, Ronald Donald, the chicken nugget man?
Yes, him.
Okay, well, $1,000,000 to take him out, sure. Can I take him to McDonald's?
No, don't do it there. Do it somewhere nice and private.
Okay, well, if I'm gonna take some out, I'm gonna need some money, because your boy pocket in it.
Oh, yes, of course. You need money for a gun. Here's $100. That should do it.
Okay, and can I keep the leftovers, or do you want them?
Oh, I don't want them. You should probably burn the leftovers.
Okay, well, I can just eat them.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'm a dinosaur. I'm so hungry.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Just burn whatever you don't eat.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to take out Ronald Donald and I get me $1,000,000.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go do it.
Oh, that was easy. I don't even have to pay him.
Listen, man, I don't know who the hell you are, but I really appreciate you taking me to dinner. Usually, I'm the one taking other people to dinner. Normally, Hookish.
Yeah, man, I just want to take you out. No diddy.
My guy.
Hello, is there anything else I can get for you guys?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, well, what would you like?
I'm looking at it!
I'm going to go get my manager.
Ooh, threesome. Foursome? No, you could never. You would never. You'd be crazy. No.
All right, Mr. Muffin Mans, I took them out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they even ate all the leftovers, too. So where's my $1,000,000?
Oh, well, do you have any proof?
Yeah, my belly's really full.
Well, that's not exactly proof.
Okay, fine. I got one cheese stick left, but I promise I'll eat it.
Wait, a cheese stick?
Yeah, I took them out to Applebee's. They got endless apps.
Oh, no, idiot. I meant take him out.
I'm confused. I did. I took him to Applebee's.
No, you don't take him out. Like, you know, mow him down.
You ain't saying nothing about no mow.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant mow him down.
Okay, see, well, you didn't say that. You just said take him out. So if I go mow him down, you give me $1,000,000?
Yes.
Okay, you want this?
No, I'm fine. Yeah. No, I don't want it.
All right.
Look at this shit. I gotta tell Steve.
Hello, Ronald?
Steve, baby!
You're still alive?
Yep, still kicking! You know what they say? A Big Mac a day keeps the doctor away.
That's not what they say, Ronald.
I'm pretty sure that's what they say, Steve. Anyway, you will not believe what just happened to me.
What, did someone try to kill you?
No, Steve! Why would you say something like that? Why would anyone want to kill me? Now, you remember that guy that took me out to dinner earlier for free? Well, now he's back at my house. Mowing my lawn for free! Me! He's mowing my lawn for free! A billionaire, Steve!
fire the gardener right now.
He's mowing your lawn?
Yeah, listen! You hear that, Steve? What a schmuck!
Yeah, what a schmuck.
Yeah, what a schmuck, Steve. So, Steve, I know it doesn't look the best, you know, since he's a black dinosaur doing free labor for a white clown. So I was thinking if he does a good enough job, you know, maybe I throw him a few bucks. Steve? Maybe I throw him a few bucks, Steve? Should I tip him, Steve?
Don't tip him.
Oh, Steve, you old racist bastard! Just like Grimace! Fine, I won't tip his ass. Bye. Dumbass!
Oh, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhoods, I did
it. No, you didn't. You mowed his lawn.
Yeah, I just ain't weedy because you ain't asked me to do that. So $1 million, please.
No, because you didn't do the job I told you to do.
I did everything you told me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, so I want my $1 million.
I was talking in code.
Listen, man, I ain't built the pyramids. That was the estheticians.
What, you mean the Egyptians?
Yeah, that's why I said, because I'm smart. I can even tell you the capital of Greece. Uppercase G. See, you ain't... I think I knew all my letters, but I know all my letters and they sizes. Upper capes and under capes. And my favorite captain is Captain Crunch from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my god, idiot, shut up. Listen, do you want the $1 million?
The color purple's in the rainbow, I think. Wait a minute. There goes some silver. There goes brown. There's black. White. Gold. I think it's purple in there.
Do you want the $1 million or not?
Yes, I want the $1 million!
Then I need you to take out the trash.
Oh, take out the trash?
Yes.
Trash taken out?
Yes.
I'll take out the trash.
Okay, good. Then you'll get the $1 million, but only if you take out the trash the right way.
Wait a minute, Mr. Rogers, are you talking in pyramids again?
Yes.
Well, how tall do you want the pyramid to be?
You're not building a pyramid!
Oh, thank God, because that would have been a lot of sand and soap.
Just go take out the goddamn trash!
Okay, I'll take out trash. Trash taken out. Trash won't even see it coming, too.
Just go!
Okay.
Jesus, God, I hope he gets it right.
Steve!
What happened, Ronald? Did you get shot?
No! You're not gonna believe this, Steve! You remember the guy that took me to dinner for free and then mowed my lawn for free?
Yeah?
Well, now he's taking out my trash for free, Steve!
God damn it.
Listen, Steve, I know you're racist, but we gotta pay this guy. We gotta put him on payroll. He's doing all my chores, Steve! Hey, you think he could whack me off, Steve? Nah. He wouldn't need it. That'd be crazy. No.
Ronald, are you looking at the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid.
All right, man, I took out the trash.
You took out his goddamn trash?
Yeah, that's what you told me to do.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Listen, man, I did everything you asked me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, I took out the trash, so I want my $1 million. So go to your pyramids and give me my $1 million.
I wanted you to kill him. I wanted to pay you $1 million to kill Ronald McDonald. I was looking for a hitman. Freeze, you're under arrest. Get on the ground. Aw, damn it. It's a good thing we were doing a prostitution sting in this strip club, Simmons.
Yeah, mate.
Now we uncovered this plot. Come on, Bob, you're going to jail.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer Man.
Yes?
Before you take him to jail, so can you go into his pyramids and give me my $1 million?
What are you talking about?
He owes me $1 million, and I think the only way he got the $1 million is because he be running a laundry machine.
Do you know what he's talking about? Oh, dear God, just take me to jail.
But what about my $1 million? I know purple wasn't in the rainbow. Ask the audience. 50-50. Man, I hate game shows.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior. Maybe change your smoke detector?
That's Chef Pee-Pee's job.
Dude, let's make a rap song.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
All right, Cody, drop a beat for me.
With me?
Yeah, just drop a beat. God.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a ball on my shirt, I go outside to eat dirt, you mess with me, you get hurt, I leave you blue like a smurf,
Oh! leave you blue like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Because when you beat up people, they turn blue! Like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Oh, that was cool, Joseph.
Yeah, that was off the dome, too, dude.
I don't know, Joseph. That was pretty mid.
Wait, why are you hating on my bars, Cody?
Yeah, Cody, that was awesome!
Nah, I gave you that sick-ass DJ Mustard-style beat, and that was the riz you bring to it? It's kinda lame. My right shoe could make a better rap than that.
What? Shoes can't even talk!
Yeah, your shoe can't rap better than Joseph.
I wouldn't say anything like that.
What, shoe?
Yeah, that's me, the shoe on your foot! Look, and I can make a better rap song than these fools.
Well, then do it.
What? Oh, you trying to put me on the spot? Okay, then. Watch this.
What? I'm a shoe. What? He ain't got no soul. What? Pulling strings in this hole. I'm a shoe, looking fresh and brand new. Stepping shit, be you. I'm a pair, I come in two. Walk on you like bubblegum. Watch your stuff, these streets I run.
What are those?
Your shoes are dumb. Bitch, I'm fly like Air Force One.
I'm a shoe.
Stuff on you.
What?
Stuff on you.
Stomp.
You black and blue.
I'm a shoe.
What?
I'm a shoe.
Yeah.
I'm a shoe.
Stuff on you.
What?
Stuff on you.
Stomp.
You black and blue.
Wow, I gotta admit, Shoe, that shit went pretty hard.
Yeah, I told you I go hard. See, I've been in the game for a while.
Wow, Joseph. Cody Shoe did rap better than you.
Whatever, dude. Look, how about we go outside and play basketball? Look, I got something to say, too.
Basketball?
Yeah, y'all been playing around with me for too long, and I gotta say what I gotta say right now.
Okay, then say it.
Okay. You think you can put me on the spot, too? All right, then, let's go.
Yeah. I'm a ball hoe.
What?
Watch me dribble, ooh. Ooh, I might go between your nuts, nigga.
Cross you up, leave you stuck. Getting green Milwaukee Bucks. Stuck on you, don't give no fuck. Fuck your ass, you out of luck. Listen to it, kinda suck. But I still like that fit duck. I'm Michael Jordan, you're a smut. Ballin' like my dick was cut.
Basketball. I'm a ball, cross you up. Make you fall. You ain't good at all. Dunk on you, like taco fall. Cause the boy, you wrong window dunk. In the air, you smell my ball.
Wow, I'm sorry, basketball. I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of being dribbled all the time. It makes me dizzy.
Well, that is what you were designed for.
What? No, I didn't have to be a basketball. Look, balls have feelings, too.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Balls do have feelings.
Well, I'm so sorry, basketball. Let's just go home.
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know. It is kind of weird. Maybe we're just hungry, and that's why we're hallucinating.
Oh, yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee to make us something to eat.
Yeah.
These burgers look delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Junior. Look, I'm making hamburgers.
You should be grilling up some wieners with no buns.
I don't have any wieners, Cody.
You got one in your pants, you sexy mofo.
Ew, shut up. Look, what do you guys want?
Well, I think me and Cody are really hungry because we've been hallucinating all day. Like, we've seen random objects start rapping.
What? Objects can't rap, Junior.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
What, Spatula?
Yeah, it's me, Spatula.
What, the Spatula, you can talk?
Yeah, and I have something to say.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, where's the meat? Oh, my God. Put it all in my face. Yum, yum. Where's the meat?
I'm a spatula. Let me make you a grilled cheese. I'm really thin. Squeeze me between your butt cheeks. Hit it from the back. Flip them over like a flapjack. I love meatballs. It reminds me of a ball sack.
Wow, Spatula. I didn't know you were gay.
Me neither. Can I borrow that?
Yeah, Cody. Look, you can have it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, we're going to be upstairs. Just let us know when the burgers are done.
Ugh, I don't even know if I want these burgers anymore.
So, Cody, what do you want to do until the hamburgers are ready?
I don't know. Junior, can you change that stupid smoke detector? It's getting annoying.
We'd have to grab a ladder. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to grab a ladder because it might start rapping.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Nothing, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just smacking the old diaper.
And I'm tired of it. Diaper?
You can talk?
See, Holmes, and I got a rap song I want to rap.
Why does this keep happening?
Hey, is the diaper home? I got a whole lot of shit to get off my chest. Yee! Live la vida loca!
Smack the diaper, make a sound. Beat it up like Chris Brown. Need to shit, go to town. I can hold up to a pound. Take it off, what's that smell? Smells so bad, stinks like hell. So much brown, it's hard to tell. That was lunch, Taco Bell!
What do you think about that, Holmes?
Why is your diaper Hispanic?
I didn't even know my diaper could talk! Daddy! My diaper's rapping at me!
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know, Junior. This is getting ridiculous. And change that goddamn smoke detector.
Cody, we should focus on the important things, like random objects rapping, not a stupid smoke detector.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What do we do? You want to play trains?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like they could rap or anything.
Choo-choo!
Oh, God damn it.
It's me, Thomas, and I got something to rap about.
Thomas?
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. What? Choo-choo! We running trains, oh! Where that tunnel, Where that tunnel, Little engine that could, I'm the nigga that would. Choo-choo on your bitch ass, Thomas with that cold gas. Six wheels, coming fast, where's your bitch? Flat your ass, getting the train ran on her. How she like it, hard and fast. What y'all think about that? Did I go off the tracks or what?
Yeah, that shit did go pretty hard, Thomas. Why is the beat the same for all of them?
I don't know, but I'm tired of everything rapping, Cody. Like, what's happening to us?
I don't know. Maybe somebody slipped something into our drink?
Bill Cosby hasn't been here, Cody.
Yeah, that's true. If he had, he would have been rapping.
I have an idea. Why don't we just call a doctor and ask a doctor what's happening with us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. Something weird's happened to me and my friend.
Oh, what's going on?
Everything we look at starts rapping music.
Yeah, I've been saying you kids gotta stop listening to that rap music. It'll rot your brain. All that talk about hoes and bitches and ass and cars and lean. It's too cool. The human mind can't fathom stuff that cool. You know, you can't spell crap without rap. Yeah, you kids gotta start listening to something else, like country or pop or rock and roll or bluegrass or polka or something. I don't know.
So you think it's our fault because we like to listen to rap music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what Dr. Dre said? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I don't really know what that means, but I'm still gonna eat tricks. I don't even care if I'm not a kid. Yeah, you know, I actually got pulled over when I was a teenager for listening to rap music. Yeah, they searched my car and everything. Taught me a valuable lesson, it did. So now I'm a cop, and I pull people over for listening to rap music. Isn't that ironic?
Well, doctor, like, no, something, like, really weird's happening, because, like, objects will rap at us. Like, we saw a basketball start rapping at us.
Oh, well, maybe you kids are just schizophrenic and you're just now noticing.
Hey, man.
Who the hell said that?
Over here, man.
It's gotta be an object trying to rap.
On your head, dude.
On my head?
Yeah, what's up? It's me.
Well, it's your bald spot.
My bald spot?
Yeah, I've been here for years. Now's my time to shine.
Well, what do you have to say, bald spot?
Check this out. Yeah, the bald spot, nigga. What? Yeah. You're going bald, Brooklyn. Just cut it off, Brooklyn. No hair, I don't care, boss. Bout it, make you stare, wear a hat, cover up. I'm still here, just give up. All the ladies laugh at you. Looking like Mr. Magoo. Need some help, you wish it grew. What's the means you look like Groot? What you think about that, Baldy?
That was mean. I'm gonna go put on a hat to shut him up. Howdy. Yeah, now that I've shut him up, this is pretty weird. Everything keeps rapping. What do you think it is, doctor? I don't know. Maybe we have some kind of, like, new rare disease that makes things start rapping?
You've never heard of something like this before?
No, never. Junior, change that goddamn smoke detector!
Okay, I'll change it right now, Cody.
Wait a minute. That's not a smoke detector. That's a carbon monoxide detector. There must be a carbon monoxide leak in here.
Ah! Yeah, it is.
Oh, goddammit. Beep,
I'm trying to let y'all know y'all was gonna die. Ah. Die!
Ha ha ha, you almost died from carbon monoxide. I should warn you, shit, I tried. You ignore me, let it slide. Glad you heard me, took some time. Made a noise, I'm not a mime. Now you know that you didn't die. We cool, not niggas for life.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It was a carbon monoxide leak. It was making us all hallucinate that everything was rapping. I'm gonna go find the leak and fix it.
Well, Cody, I'm glad he figured out the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all forgot about me, Castle Rapper, and I got something to say.
No, we're out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, where y'all going? Come back!
I'm a helicopter. Jeffy, watch where you're swinging those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have that?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, dang. One time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
But, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching videos like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went... like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But, Danny, why would she do that?
What? I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, okay? Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm gonna join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Daddy, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday or a lard-ass Wednesday or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday?
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Jeffy, stop. Oh, listen, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dan, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator, because of the crab.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sex tuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Dang, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plate.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna fuck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it. Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. 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 Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. That bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They could just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck does it, horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat.
Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well, We're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
Whoa, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
Careful, don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream filled cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa because of the leaning tower of cheesecake.
Shrug.
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, Donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, Donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, Donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Busting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging.
That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right! Now it's time for the judging!
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-rider.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for the $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fatass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fatass? Holy Fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second! If anyone's fat here, it's me!
My God, you've got to be the fattest fat ass here! You win!
Wait, I'm fatter than he is!
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off! It's gone into overweight! I mean, overtime! Looks like I'm gonna have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. Alright, you fat sacks of shit! Let's see which one of you is fatter! I gotta be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull! Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat! Now let's try you! Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here's just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What? Sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't. I'm big.
Oh, Very well, sir. I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chad, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my other patients like I always do.
Jeffy, I swear if that hits me.
What are you going to do?
I'll rip up your dumb toy.
Okay. Mommy, can you throw that back to me?
Here you go.
Well, don't give it back to him.
It's good! Well, that's just rude.
Jeffy, you're grounded.
Why?
Because you hit me with the stupid toy and... Let me answer the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Why do you have a cat?
This is my $5 million cat, Mrs. Bigglesworth.
Why is it $5 million?
Because it's a Himalayan Yeti long hair. A Yeti and a cat banged, and this popped out, and I bought it for $5 million.
Well, why'd you bring it here?
Because I need you to watch her for me, Marvin.
Every time I watch your animal, something bad happens.
Oh, come on, Marvin. I have this wicked hot girl coming over, but she's allergic to cats. And I don't want her sneezing on me. Ew. So I just need you to watch her for 10 minutes.
Why only 10 minutes?
Because I don't last long. Plus, the post-nut clarity's gonna kick in, and I'm going to want her to leave. Actually, it's going to be 9 minutes because my pants are already down.
Okay, fine. Give me the damn cat.
All right, thanks, Marvin.
Marvin, why do you have a cat?
Goodman wants me to watch it for 10 minutes.
Oh, no. Something bad always happens.
Not if we watch it for 10 minutes. Get the cat! Oh, darn it.
What do we do now, Marvin?
She went under the table. Kitty!
Oh, no.
Let me try to get, like, a toy to get her out.
Kitty!
All right, baby, I got this, like, mouse toy.
Okay, and I got this spider on a string toy.
All right, let's try to get her out.
Okay.
Kitty.
Kitty,
you want the toy?
Come on, kitty.
Let me see what she's doing. Yep, she is under there, and she is not trying to come out.
Oh, no, what do we do?
Ooh, let's call a cat whisperer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there, somebody call a cat whisperer.
Yeah, so there's a cat stuck in
the... Shh, quiet. We have to whisper. We don't want the cat to hear us.
Do you speak cat?
Shut the fuck up. Just whisper. Okay, I'm a cat whisperer. Okay, what's going on? So, I'm supposed to watch this cat for like 10 minutes. Well, actually, like 9 minutes. And so, the cat got stuck under the table. I need you to grab it.
Oh, that's it? That's all you need?
Yeah, I need you to grab the cat.
Well, we don't have to whisper for that. Usually, people just want me to talk to their cat and figure out its felines. Feelings? Felines? Yeah. Well, people usually just want me to, like, talk to that cat and figure out its favorite color or its favorite food or something. I mean, it's all a scam. I can't talk to cats any more than you can, but that's what I do. I scam people.
Well, can you get the cat from under the table?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. I got the perfect thing right here. Got some catnip. One smell of this and it'll come running. And it'll get high out of its goddamn mind.
Okay, well, let's use the catnip.
Hey, man. You wanna light this shit? Huh? You wanna light this fucking shit, bro? Huh? Oh, man. I am zooted right now. I'm not even me. I am a different puppet completely. This shit is so purple it should be asking, where's Ronald? This is shit that killed Tupac. Oh, bro. Peep Jeffy, look. He is cooked, my guy. He is looking into the eyes of eternity right now. Dude is smelling shapes. he is talking to God. Motherfucker's over there at Avatar 3. Oh my God. Oh. Hey, wait. I'm sorry, wait. I forget. Why am I even here, man?
My cat.
Oh yeah. Kitty. Fuck him. Oh man. Hey, you know igloos? How does that even work? You know? Like, cause they're made of snow and ice, but they're round and ice is slippery. They should just fall over. How's that? Bro. This is gonna be so cool. Bro, how about we get some ice from your fridge and we make an igloo? Yeah,
Okay.
Just give me some cool. Okay.
Okay. I got the ice. Here comes the igloo. I'm gonna build the igloo. I'm gonna live in it. With my little penguin family. Wait. These are not stacking. This is impossible. The world lied. Igloos are impossible. They use bricks. They use bricks and they paint them white. That's what they do. That was a good nap. Wait, why is there a plate of water here? Oh yeah, igloos.
Baby, Goodman could be here any minute. We have to get the cat out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got the nip right here. You want to go one more time?
No, we have to get the cat!
Okay, lame. Okay, Marvin, where's this cat?
Underneath the table.
Let me take a look.
Go look at the geeky!
Your geekies. Okay, yeah, it's under there. Let me try the catnip. Hey, you want some catnip? Some pretty dank nip, huh? Take the nip. Take the catnip, you stupid cat! Maybe we should light some up just to show the cat it's good.
No, we have to hurry up and get the cat out!
Okay, yeah, I got something else. I got a laser pointer. Cats love laser pointers. Hey, you want the laser? Go get it! It's not working. Okay, this is stupid. I'm just gonna go in there. It's a cat. I can grab it.
Yeah, just grab it.
Oh, get off my face! Oh, God, it's scratching me!
Are you okay?
Marvin, you should do something!
Get off! What am I supposed to do?
I don't know!
It hurts! God, it scratched my face!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! It bit my ear and it scratched my eye! God damn it, I hate cats!
Well, but you're a cat whisperer.
No, I'm a dog person! God, I hate cats! I wish they'd all die! I hope you die, cat! You hear me? Okay, alright. I'm getting that cat out of there. This is personal now. All right, I'm going in.
Well, what is that?
It's a lightsaber. What do you think it is? Get out of here, stupid cat. I have the high ground.
Oh, well, stop it.
What?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the cat out of there. It's a Sith.
That's inhumane.
Yeah, well, it's inhumane what it did to my face.
Don't use a lightsaber.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the Jedi way. Master Yoda'd be pissed. Anyway, I have a better idea. I can use this hammer and maybe try to scare it out with loud noises. Get out of here, stupid cat. You idiot cat. Get out of here!
Stop it! Use other things other than weapons.
Okay, fine. I will get it out humanely. All right, I got this dog.
Oh, oh.
His name is Killer.
How is that dog going to help get the cat out?
Like this. Sick him! Get him! Tear him apart! Fuck him up! Rip his head off!
Humanely?
Yeah, humanely rip his head off!
Get the dog out! Listen, I want the cat alive. I don't want you to kill it.
Killer's not going to kill anybody. Well, okay, maybe he will. His name is Killer.
But I need the cat in one piece.
Really? God, you're not making this easy for me.
You can't get the cat out?
Hey, do you want to try? You saw what it did to me.
Well, listen, can you do your job or not?
Yes, I can. Okay, but you're sure? You need him alive?
I need him alive!
Okay, I got it. Alright, I got this.
What is that?
This is my police-issue taser.
A taser? I said don't kill the cat!
I'm not gonna kill the cat. I'm just gonna electrocute it with 100,000 volts.
And that's not gonna kill it?
No, look, it's just gonna knock the cat out so I can drag it out from under the table and then it'll wake up wherever you want it to.
And you promise it's not gonna hurt the cat?
No, I don't know. Who cares? Look, I electrocute bad guys with it all the time and they're fine. They still do bad things, so it can't be that bad. Okay, I'm going in. Here, kitty. Here, you little bastard. Yeah, take that. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, bite down on it. Yeah, put it in your mouth. Yeah, that's right. Oh, come on. Okay, what the hell is that cat made of? I tasted it 3 times and it didn't go down.
It's part Yeti.
What? Part Yeti? You didn't tell me that.
I didn't think that was important.
What? Not important. Of course it's important. I need fire.
What, fire?
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. All right, I just got back from the fireworks store.
Fireworks store?
Yeah, I figured I could use some fireworks to scare the cat out because they're loud. Like, see, I got this bottle rocket, that could work, and then, oh, check this out, this is pretty badass, the pinball machine that explodes. I mean, I don't know how that'll help with the cat, but I thought it was pretty cool, and then I thought maybe I could throw one of these bombs under there and try to scare the cat out.
Is that gonna hurt the cat?
No, but it's probably just gonna make, like, a little flash of light, that's all.
Well, it's not gonna have, like, fire?
No, I mean, not much. No, I think the cat will be fine. It'll probably run out before it even explodes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna light this, all right, and then I'm gonna just toss that under there.
Oh! Is the cat okay?
Yeah, I'm sure the cat's fine. Let me just take a look. Oh, okay, yeah, that's not good.
Well, is the cat okay or not?
Well, remember when you said you needed the cat in one piece?
Yeah.
Well, there are several pieces.
What, several pieces? Is the cat dead?
No, it's not dead yet. I mean, it's close.
Well, no, fix it.
Okay, look, it'll be fine, okay? I'll just take it to the vet and see if I can put it back together.
You're the vet!
Yeah, I know, I'll just take it to my office. Look, it'll be fine. Just go sit on the couch.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay, nurse, we're gonna do surgery.
What do we got, doctor?
The cat, it was in a fireworks accident.
Oh my god, what happened?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. But, you know, I heard the cat was a real asshole, so, like, no big deal if it doesn't pull through. I'm gonna still do my best to try to put this together. Okay, needle and thread. Thank you. Alright, let's get to sewing. Alright, nurse, cut. Alright, it's all sewed up.
It looks stunning, doctor.
Yeah, I just hope it's my size. I don't know if I got the measurements right.
You're gonna look great.
Yeah, I just didn't want that cat to go to waste.
Waste not, want not.
Alright.
Marvin, do you think the cat's okay?
It better be okay. That was a $5 million cat.
What?
Yeah, with Goodman's valuable cat.
Marvin, I hate when Goodman leaves his expensive things here for us to watch.
Me too. I also hate it when Broom Guy leaves his catnip around Jeffy because he got into it again.
Hey there.
Is the cat okay?
No, it died during surgery.
It died?
Yeah, I'm sorry. On a related note, how you like my coat?
That is a really nice coat.
It's very white.
Go ahead and feel it.
Aw, oh, man, that is a soft coat.
Oh, I know.
Feels just like the cat.
Yeah, because it is.
What?
The coat is the cat.
You killed the cat and made a coat?
No, the cat died during surgery and I made a coat out of it afterward. I Cruella DeVille the shit out of that cat. And I'm starting to see why she wanted 101 of those Dalmatians.
That's sick!
Thank you, I think the coat is pretty sick.
No, I think you're sick in the head!
No, it only would have been sick if I killed the cat to make the coat. I killed the cat out of anger and then made the coat after it was already dead.
That's wrong!
What, do you want all that fur to go to waste and cremate it? No, this is much better. I'm gonna be warm in the winter and hot in the summer. Damn.
Oh my god, Goodman's gonna kill me.
Who's that?
The owner of the cat.
Oh, well, I did him a favor because that cat was one mean lima bean.
Oh no, that's probably Goodman. I don't want to answer the door.
I'll answer it. Anything to show off my new coat. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Here's the $100,000 I was gonna give you for watching my cat. Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm not Marvin. Marvin's upstairs.
Oh, okay. But damn, I love your coat.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself.
Yeah, I'll give you $100,000 for your coat.
Damn, okay, yeah, sure.
Great. Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman.
I was gonna pay you $100,000 for watching my cat, but the guy who answered your door was wearing this amazing coat, and I thought it would look stunning on you. So instead of giving you $100,000, I bought this coat for you.
You bought this coat?
I sure did. Now, all you gotta do is just give me my cat back, and I'll be on my way. No, Marvin, this coat's for you. Just give me my cat back, and you can keep the coat.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Marvin. I just want my cat back, so just give me the cat back and stop playing these games.
I gave you your cat back. That's your cat. Your cat's the coat.
What the fuck? I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money! Chives! More packing!
More packing, sir!
Chives, what the hell are you doing? I'm not gonna hold the glass while you pour my packing. Take the glass from me, Chives!
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain scanned, you old fuck!
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packing.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's gonna be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that. Wait, you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the bottle.
What?
Sit on the bottle! I want you to take that bottle all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives! Because if I miss this phone call, you're out on the streets! Shut up! Hello?
Hello, my friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
Throat!
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet. Shut the fuck up, Chives! Now, where were we?
You were just wondering why I was calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of Thanksgiving!
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true
perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A billion dollars to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But sir, I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
No, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God, I'm going to take my phone and we're going to film one man, one bottle, Pain Olympics and shit.
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Josh.
Tintinera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I hear me, Mr. Goodman!
Yeah, you thought you were gonna get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, Mr. Goodman.
We're not gonna miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quintanilla wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra.
Oh.
Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably going to have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey! Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror! Chives, why aren't you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey!
Chives, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No, you are a turkey.
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this?
I'm a turkey! Ah, turkey face! Chives, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And, yeah!
I see what you're trying to do, Chives. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boynie, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boynie, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing or Thieves-giving or Thieves-stealing or
Knock it off, Boyne. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want
to
see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boyne.
Oh, look, here in the news. Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boyne! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boyne.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boyne, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boyne, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boyne, go get me a damn turkey!
I'm not going to get you a turkey.
Boyne, Thanksgiving's going to be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Don't peck me.
You!
What? Hey.
You poor! What? Poor you!
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass. Just toot it up and, ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Your sexy ass. Ooh, Chapipi! What, Braxton? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Kathy! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee-Pee, I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted. Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton? I don't know! Figure it out! Oh, Jesus. What? Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey. I know, I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier, so why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you, come on! Wait, do me a favor real quick. I need a 360, turn that ass around. God damn! Thick ass bitch! I'm gonna bite that motherfucker!
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must date one of those contaminated turkeys on the...
Yeah, the butterball shits now! Help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him. No, don't kill him. He's your best friend.
He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What? Krunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No,
That's me, Dimes of Benedict.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want to borrow.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I wanted to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, Turkey Man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin.
No,
give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment. So, give me.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money!
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could just let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly! So get your damn money!
But come on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. Not a jury event.
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait.
I have old man ass to beat.
Wait, really?
I told you you should have ate him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Oh, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Abba. Camille as in Campbell.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is, right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alonis! Look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, that's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here! Spit on him! He disrespect me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner!
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Come here! We are leaving!
Wait! No! No! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No! You lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle's going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where are you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever! Whenever I find you, I'm gonna give you $1 billion worth of pain! Where are you at, Chimes? Chimes!
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chimes, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and then I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start.
I run faster with a boner!
Hello, guys. What do you want to do today?
Who's that? Yeah, dude. Sleep there.
I'll move him.
Damn, that was weird.
Just let him sleep. So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, it's summertime. We should do something fun.
Yeah, dude. We spent majority of summer inside. Let's go outside for a change.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Did somebody say outside? Sun's out, buns out. That's what I call my pecs, my buns, because they're so thick they look like an ass on my chest.
Okay, dude. Calm down.
So what do you guys want to do outside?
How about you guys bend over so I can slip and slide?
Whoa, Diddy, chill out.
Oh, I was actually just talking about my slip and slide.
That's called a water slide.
Well, these are usually called slip and slides.
Why are they called slip and slides?
Because you slip and you slide on it.
But why would I want to slip on that? I'd probably break a leg or something.
Yeah, slipping's a bad thing. You slip in a store and you break your back.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a slippery slide.
Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, you put it on the ground and you put water on it and you just slide across it.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guys, we can't play with this. It says ages 5 through 12. We're too old.
What, we're too old?
Yeah, I guess when you turn 13, it's all business. You gotta start paying taxes and get a job and take an anti-depression medicine. No more slipping and sliding for you.
Well, look, can we please just still play with it? It looks like it's so much fun.
But guys, we'll get in trouble.
No one's gonna see us play with it. If someone sees it, we'll just say it's not ours.
Okay, as long as the cops don't see.
All right, let's play.
Yes. All right, guys, it's all set up. The box says it's 18 feet long, so why don't I just slap my hog down 18 times and see if that's right. Wouldn't want it to be false advertising.
So what are we supposed to do, dude?
Well, you just run and you slide on your belly or your back or whatever.
So, like, you just run and slide on this regular piece of plastic?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be wet first. That's why I got this water bottle. Now I just lube this up nice wet. There we go.
Oh, since it's watery, you can slip on it.
Ooh, okay. It might work this time.
Okay, guys. Stand back and watch me slide into next week.
All right, let's watch him. Ooh! You okay, Cody?
Yeah, you good, dude?
Ooh, I think I got road rash. I hit a dry spot. I think we're gonna need some more water.
Oh, I got it, dude. Ooh. All right, dude, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much better. That should be enough water now.
Okay, I'm gonna slide next.
Oh, wait, there's a car. We should move.
A car? Do we grab the slip and slide?
Nah, leave it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a... What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I'm gonna go check on it. Mr. Mitchell, are you okay?
What the fuck was that?
You ran over our slip and slide in the road.
Why the fuck do you have a slip and slide in the middle of the road?
Because we wanted to slip and slide.
Well, my car doesn't have traction control. God, my fucking neck hurts.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. How old are you?
16.
16? You can't be playing with a slip and slide. You know you can't be older than 12.
We were putting up for my cousin.
All right, you and your friends are under arrest.
I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph and Cody, who are being accused of putting a slip and slide in the middle of a road which caused an accident which injured someone. Did you boys really do that?
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Yes, Your Honor, we did it. But check out these pecs.
Pretty nice bod. But I find you guilty of being a hunk. But also guilty of attempted involuntary manslaughter. I sentence the three of you to house arrest for the rest of summer.
House arrest? Whose house?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, the orange-haired one. If any of you leave his house for the rest of summer, I will send you to jail for 30 years.
All right, you kids are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. You got those little Apple Air tags on your ankles, so if you go outside, I'll know, and you'll go to jail for 30 years.
What if we try to take them off?
Then you're going to go to jail for 60 years for being a rascal.
Damn, 60 years? We didn't even murder anybody.
You coulda. You almost did. You sure as hell murdered my C4 vertebrae. I could have been paralyzed from the neck down, like my ex-girlfriend, paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. Let me tell you about her. So I was riding dune buggies on the dunes of Las Vegas with my girlfriend paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. She wasn't actually paralyzed yet, but with that name, I knew it was coming any day now. But anyway, we came up on this big hill. It was really more like a cliff, and I stopped, and she didn't. So then she crashed, and we took her to the hospital, and she was actually totally fine. But then a stray bullet severed her spinal cord, and she was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, I just hung out at the hospital for like a week listening to her bitch until I got tired of it. It was just depressing. What the fuck was that? What the hell happened to our animation budget? Well, anyway, you kids made me almost end up like Paula. Oh, paralyzed from the neck down, dick. Can't move your legs and shit. That's funnier when Jeffy does it. Well, anyway, you guys sit here. I'm gonna be watching you.
I can't believe we're on house arrest for the rest of the summer.
I know, dude. You're just starting to go outside.
I don't understand why I have to be under house arrest at your house.
I mean, it's cool with me, dude. He got food in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, we're on house arrest with our best buds. What more could we ask for?
But I left Ken at home. He's probably all scared and lonely. Who knows what he's doing right now? What if he's cheating on me?
Or what if he's sitting in the same spot because he's a fucking doll, dude?
No.
human dude, not a human.
All right, guys, calm down. I would leave, but I can't because I'll get arrested. Just shut up. No more arguing. We're on house arrest. We have to get along, guys. I mean, there's not even really anything to do outside this summer. We can just stay inside and play video games.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's probably more fun anyway.
The news!
Breaking news, UK! Disney World is offering free food, free admission, free rides, and more free stuff today only for Florida residents.
Really?
Oh, man. Dude.
Guys, 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 I know you just saw the news. Are you ready to go to Disney World for free, man? I'm talking about for free, man! yeah. Free rides, free passes, free food! Oh, everything is free! It's on them!
Wait, what's with the long faces? Like, what's wrong? Come on, I know y'all ready to go. What the hell?
We're on house arrest, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? House arrest for what?
We put a slip and slide in the road, and we hurt a cop. So now we're on house arrest, and we can't leave the house all summer.
You can't go anywhere all summer now? Oh, man, I'm about to enjoy Disney World. Y'all can't even go to the gas station if you want it. You idiots. You fucked it up for yourselves. Oh, man, enjoy this red couch, you dumbasses.
I'm about to go see Mickey. I'm about to see Mickey.
Have fun in this boring-ass house while I'm dancing with Minnie, bitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I see three whiny-ass babies. Wah-ha. Silly, goofy, pussy, boy!
Why should Pee Pee so mean, bro? He really hurt my feelings.
He just like that sometimes, guys. I can't believe we're missing out on free Disney World. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the summer?
I don't know, dude. Unless you should, Pee Pee. What is the music?
You hear that, guys?
Is that the ice cream man?
What? No way!
The ice cream man! Guys, come on!
Dude, I want ice cream!
Ice cream!
You actually thought it was the ice cream man?
Nah, it's just me, nigga!
Why is Chef Pee Pee so mean, bruh?
Yeah, he's green as fuck, Jimmy.
I don't know. So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know.
Someone at the door.
Dude, it's just Chef Pee Pee fucking with us again.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's go answer it and pull him inside and beat him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat him
up. Yeah, let's do it. Hello?
Hello! You're on the hit TV show, Walk to the End of Your Driveway and Get $1 million. Well, all you have to do is walk to the end of your driveway and we'll give you $1 million.
Oh, I love this show!
Dude, I never thought they would pick your house!
Oh, it's the easiest game show in the world. They're basically just giving away $1 million.
That's right. All you gotta do is walk to the end of your driveway. What's wrong? You're not going to walk to the end of your driveway?
No.
You don't want $1 million?
We're on house arrest, so we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But it sure would make for some good TV if one of you broke your house arrest by walking to the end of your driveway for $1 million.
Bro, it might be worth it. It's $1 million.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk the driveway, and I'm going to get $1 million so I can be rich.
Yes.
Why, Junior? You can't spend $1 million if you're in jail.
Well, if you think about it, if I put $1 million in the S&P 500 with an average rate return of 10% compounded annually with dividends reinvested, after 30 years, I'll have over $17 million.
Wow, Junior, that was really smart.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Because when I get out when I'm 46, I'll have $17 million. So I'm getting that $1 million.
He's doing it, folks. He's going to get his $1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to get this million.
Not so fast. You're under arrest, kid.
Oh, I gotta go!
No, I got you, fucker!
Stop it! Let go
of me! Ooh, so close, but so not the end of the driveway. You lose!
Oh, kid, you left your house. That means you're going to jail. Come on!
Stop me from winning $1 million!
All right, since one of you guys left the house, that means you're all going to jail.
Wait, what?
Can what? All of us? Yeah, it's like a corporal punishment thing. So if one of you leaves the house, you all go to jail. Just, you know, to encourage you not to leave the house.
Well, come on, that's not fair. Please give us another chance.
Yeah.
Summer.
We didn't know that. You know, they didn't tell us that if one of us left, we all went to jail.
Right?
Okay. Just because you guys didn't fully understand the rules, I'll give you a pass this one time. But if any one of you leaves the house, you're all going to jail for 30 years.
Okay.
I should have got $1 million then.
So close, dude.
My phone's ringing.
Hello? Cody, it's time for you to tell your friends goodbye and come home.
It's Monday, boy. You're supposed to be in this house scrubbing a dead callus off your mama's feet.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I can't. Did you just talk back to me, you little fucking pig? No, Mom, I'm not talking back. I'm just telling you what's going on. I literally can't come home. I can't tell you what's happening without saying words. Tyrone, talk to this little white boy before I lose it.
I know damn well you ain't talking back to your mama like that. I raised you better than this, boy.
I'm not talking back. I'm just telling her what's going on.
Oh, look at here. We got a smart ass on our hands. He's trying to talk back to his daddy, too. Oh, boy, I swear to God, you limp dick ass cracker ought to hit your ass with a tape measure.
Please don't.
Oh, now you want a bag? I ought to break your damn doll in half now.
But no, please, not in half. Also, he's not a doll. But please, not in half.
You got 5 minutes to get your ass back in this goddamn house, or he going down the drain.
Tyrone, give me the phone. Cody, you better come back here. I'm going to spray Windex in your eyes, you little fuck. Thank you, Mom. Love you, too. Well, my parents really want me to come back home.
What? You can't leave the house. You can't go home.
That was so ugly, right?
I'm sorry. It's just... I'm stressed out.
Hurt my phone.
They said really terrible things to me.
So why y'all asking so sad, huh?
Oh, let me guess, because y'all didn't make it to Disney World with y'all boy. Look at me, I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. Them bitches hard, ain't it? I know. You wish you were Mickey. You wish you were like me. Hey, Cody, where your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Hell no. Hey, Junior, where's your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Fuck no. Hey, Joseph, where your Mickey Mouse ears? Ah, you ain't got none, broke ass boy. I'm gonna throw this in my mouth.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
No.
Jeffy, your backpack is all ready. You better get in here.
Did you give me the Minecraft one?
No.
Or Roblox?
No, you got the one with your face on it.
Oh, just the one that's available at smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Limited supply, so get it while we got it.
That's the one, Jeffy. So let's go to school.
You got Uncrustables in that hoe? Front pocket?
Yes, I put Uncrustables. Don't smash them, Jeffy.
Hell yeah. Dad, you think I can put a little boo-boo on this bitch so I can show everybody that I got it like that?
You can put a little boo-boo on it if you want to.
Which kind of boo-boo?
Marvin, we got a letter from the school!
Oh, did I make the TARDS list?
No, Jeffy, you didn't.
Darn it! I'm gonna have to try harder this year!
Knock it off, Jeffy! Wait, what's it say?
It says, Dear Jeffy, after careful review of your student file, the Why You Dumb School District has determined that you're no longer eligible to attend our schools!
What, Jeffy can't go to school anymore?
Oh, fuck yes! I thought my birthday was in a few days, but apparently it's today! Titties! That means for the rest of my life, I can just sit back, shit my pants, and make the oop noise. Allow me to do it.
Okay, this has got to be a mistake.
Well, Marvin, it says students must be children in order to attend, and Jeffy's 20 years old.
Okay, look at him. He's still a child. See, look how he acts.
Marvin, I think he does it for attention.
Even if he does, if he's not allowed to go back to school, I'm putting him in a home. So I'm going to call the school and complain about this.
Marvin!
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Principal Steinbeck speaking.
Yes, my name is Marvin. I have a child enrolled at your school, and I have a problem.
God damn it. This is the first day of school. It better not be about the no weapon policy. No exceptions! I don't want anybody getting shot up on the first day of school. Oh, it's Chili Fiesta Stick Day. I love me some Chili Fiesta Sticks. It's my shirt! Whew, wait until fucking fish sandwich day. I'll do it myself. Damn, give me the AR.
No, it's not about the no weapon policy.
Okay, thank God. Because you know how many damn people call me today talking about, oh, can my son bring a weapon, some nunchucks, or a goddamn sawed-off shotgun? I'm like, hell no! What's wrong with you? Oh, he's getting bullied. I want him to feel safe. Well, tell his ass to take some fucking Taekwondo and fucking lessons. What's wrong with these kids?
No, that's not what this call is about. So we got a letter in the mail because my son is 20 years old.
Shit, 20?
Yeah.
Damn, old as fuck.
Yeah, and the letter says he can't come to the school anymore.
Yeah, he's fucking 20. He could go to a community college. Why would he go to a damn elementary school?
Well, see, my son, he's 20 years old, but his brain is 5 years old.
Is he one of those weird predators?
No, he's not a predator. No, he's not all there. He's kind of,
What?
He's kind of, his
spit it out.
His brain is,
Oh, he's retarded!
I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, We're both grown men here, right? Come on, we ain't got to speak your code, nigga.
Yeah, okay. No, he... So, listen. Yes, he is that, I think. So, can he still come to the school?
Hell no. Look up your local community college. He cannot go to a fucking elementary school.
He's 20 years old, but please, can you make an exception?
No.
What if I pay you money?
I can't be bought anymore. I used to be a male prostitute, but I went to therapy. Good day, sir. The nerve of some people always wanted me for my damn buddy.
Hello? Goodbye, I guess.
What did they say, Marvin?
They said that, Jeffy can go back to school!
Shit!
What? Really?
Yep, they said that the letter was a mistake. That meant to go to another kid named Jeffy that was 20 years old. So,
fuck!
So Jeffy can go to school. No. So Jeffy, grab your backpack and let's go get in the car.
Piss!
No, Jeff, stop acting like that.
Dick!
Let's just go back to school. Alright, Jeffy, I think this is your classroom. Just go in there and just act normal.
I'm not gonna stop saying foul language all day. Oh, big bird dick, covered in yellow feathers and shit.
Jeffy, please, no, just act normal. Don't draw any attention to yourself, okay? Just go in there.
Oh, dinosaur urethra. You can put your whole head in there. Oh, urethrosaurus rex. And when it gets mad and it starts yelling and spitting, it's piss.
Jeffy, please, please, dear God, just, if you'd be quiet and just go in there, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese dick.
Oh, Oscar Mayer wiener dick comes in a package of 8 with fucking gravy and fuck.
Oh, look, there's Jeffy.
J-Man, what's good?
How is he still coming to school? Isn't he like 20?
All right, everyone, shut the shit up. I'm your substitute teacher today.
Wait, Jeffy's our substitute teacher?
You can't be our substitute teacher. Where's Jackie Chu?
Oh, the old teacher? He's in egg roll world getting lady boys.
So he put me in charge. Yes, you guys gotta do everything I say.
I'm not doing what you say, you ugly helmet-wearing idiot.
That's it. You're wearing the tard cap, and you're gonna go stand in the corner.
I am not wearing that tard cap.
Yes, you are, Tartar Binks. You're still gonna stand on the corner.
I said I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
I will beat your fucking ass.
Well, come over and do it then.
All right, class. First lesson of the day. How to get your ass beat and wear a tard cap.
You wear this tard cap or he's gonna wear you. Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow. All right. That is going to be your newest anxiety. I didn't tell you to turn around. If you turn around again, I'm gonna hit you. And I'm gonna add more work to that hat. So you're going to stay in that corner for the rest of the year. All right. Now that the trash is taken out, we're going to get to the next order of business. We're going to call roll. I don't know any of you fuckers' names. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand up and tell me what you had for dinner 3 nights ago. And if you can't remember, you're going to join Tard in the corner.
I don't know what I ate 3 nights ago.
Bro, I don't eat every night, so we're good.
I think I had McDonald's.
Pretty yummy. What toy did you get?
It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dick. A Teenage Turtle's mutated dick. How'd they get a toy out of that? Hey, Glasses Man, what'd you have for dinner?
Sauerkraut? I have it every night.
Fuck is that?
You know what? I'm tired of this game. I think I get the gist of who you all are. Alright, so the first lesson that we're going to learn today is science. And the first lesson of science is, why my slinky do that? So I have my slinky right here, and I'm going to drop it, and you're going to tell me why it do that. So what the problem is when I drop this slinky doesn't fall to the ground until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of the slinky. Allow me to demonstrate this. Why it do that?
I don't get it. It just fell. You dropped it and hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I know. It went pretty fast, so I'm going to do it again. Hey, I told you not to turn away from the corner. You stay in that corner right now. Alright, so now, let me demonstrate again with my slinky. If I hold the slinky all the way up here at the top of the chalkboard, the bottom of the slinky is down there. So if I drop the slinky, it doesn't fall until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of my slinky. I'm going to drop it now, okay? 1, 2, 3, drop. Why you do that?
I still don't understand what's going on. I mean, you drop it, it hits the ground, so that's what's supposed to happen.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
I know it's hard to see in real life. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it a third time. And this time someone's going to record it in slow motion on their phone so you can see what I'm talking about. What? Tard, why don't you have your cap on?
You hit me with a globe and it fell off.
Well, then put it back on!
Fine.
I didn't try to leave the corner!
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get this slinky, and someone come up here and record on your phone.
Okay, I'm going to record it.
Okay, record this in slow motion. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, tell me someone got that shit.
Alright, so the slinky is just hovering there, and then when I drop it, it doesn't fall until the top of the slinky hits the bottom of the slinky.
I hope no one's epileptic.
Yeah, it didn't fall until the top hit the bottom.
Wait, hold on, rewind it? That motherfucker looked! Oh, I'm gonna beat his ass!
Did you fucking turn around when I dropped the slinky?
No.
I beat liars with pencil sharpeners!
I told you not to turn around!
Ow!
Alright, that was your science lesson on why slinkies do that. Now we're going to move on to history. So history is something that has happened in the past. So 10 months ago, I took my daddy's electric toothbrush, turned it on, and shoved it up my ass. And to this day, my daddy has not noticed, and he has not changed his toothbrush. And I do it every 2 months. So you're going to want to write this down. It's going to be on the test. This is how it's going to be worded. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush up my ass and twirling it around? Second question, how clean's my asshole? Third question, why am I doing that? I don't know, does it feel good? Maybe. That's a hypotenuse. Write that down. It's gonna be like a math and a history question combo. It's like a bumpkin.
Hello, class. I'm Mrs. Bagley, your substitute teacher. I'm so sorry I'm late. My husband, Harold, fell off the front porch this morning, and I had to pick him up. And then he shit himself. Anyway, let's get started. Like I said, class, my name is Miss...
Wait, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it!
Stop
touching my board!
Well, who are you?
I'm the substitute teacher.
No, but I'm the substitute teacher. The school called me.
Well, they changed their mind.
What? But I drove 50 miles in the rain to get here.
Well, you can drive 50 miles in the rain to get back.
Oh, I'll never teach at this school again.
That's fine. I think we'll be all right. Hold on. I need to use you for my history lesson. All right, class. Now, she was alive during the dinosaurs. So go ahead and tell the class what the dinosaurs were like.
Oh, you're a naughty boy.
Alright class, new question that's going to be on the test. Why did that give me a chubby? Now we're going to move on to math. How old do you guys think she was? I think she's like pushing like 97.
She looked 72.
I'm going to say 80.
That's 60, dude.
All good answers, but I think we're going to stick with mine of 97. So, in the future, if you ever find yourself needing to do the math, you can use AI like ChatGPT, Google that shit, or just use a calculator, okay? It's 2025. We don't need to do all that bullshit. All right, so let's go back to history, like the history pop quiz. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush in my ass and twirling it around?
10 months.
Every 2 months.
Did I say every 2 months? Let me correct that. It's every 2 minutes. Actually in there right now. Let's get a whiff.
Who made Miss Bagley cry?
That one.
So, and that's my show and tell project, my electric toothbrush smelling.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
My ass.
Ew. So he was the one impersonating a substitute teacher?
That's the one.
Catch.
God damn it. Oh, you rascal. I'm gonna get you next time.
Do I still have to stand here?
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was fun.
Hey, Jeffy, have you seen my electric toothbrush?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Well, I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest Jeffy.
Wait, why?
Oh, he impersonated a substitute teacher and then he beat up a kid.
He did what?
Oh, damn, Marvin, your breath smells like ass.
Wait, no, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day.
Well, how often do you switch out your toothbrush?
Well, it hadn't been for at least 10 months.
I will change it out, but Jeffy did not impersonate a substitute teacher.
Oh, he didn't? Well, guess I was wrong. Case closed, then. See you guys later.
Well, can you open up a new case? My toothbrush is missing.
Yeah, I can tell.
What? No, it just went missing today. I can't find it.
From my asshole.
Marvin, Jeffy's birthday's in a couple of days.
Shh, I don't want Jeffy to hear that. I'm hoping he forgets so we don't have to get him anything.
Marvin, that's mean.
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here? Just let yourself in my house and grab a beer from my fridge.
Yup, guess why? Because my birthday's in 2 days.
Oh, I forgot you share a birthday with Jeffy.
Yeah, and I really hate it because I wish everybody who shared a birthday with me would die because it's supposed to be my special day just for me because I like the attention.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, that's why I'm here. I wanted to ask you if you wanted to come with me on my birthday trip to Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas for your birthday?
Hell yeah.
Marvin, I don't want you to go to Las Vegas without me.
It's my birthday. Shut up. So you coming with me, Marvin?
I don't know. Me and Rose have never been to Vegas together, and I'd really like her to be there.
Okay, well, it's my birthday, and my wish is for her to not come, so it's the end of that conversation.
Well, it's also Jeffy's birthday, and I don't know.
Hear ye, guten tag, everyone. I present to you the Jeffy birthday gotta have it list. It's everything I gotta have it.
Jeffy, let's hear it.
All right, number one.
Oh, he's been wanting a LeBubu for a long time.
Number two, Robux. Number three, Spider-Man Band-Aid.
Jeffy, you're turning 21. You're not asking for anything that an adult would want?
Well, how about this one? 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Is that adult enough for you, Daddy?
No, it's not.
It is a lot.
Well, no, it's not a lot.
All right, number five, three of the balls from the Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
Well, Jeffy, can it be one of the balls that's worth more points?
No, they all have to be the same color. Number six, one container of dried brown Play-Doh.
I felt that.
Well, why do you want dried brown Play-Doh?
So I can put it in my butt and it'll look like I have butt boogers. Number seven, a block of granite from King Tut's tomb.
I hear that's hard to get.
Well, Jeffy, you're being very selfish, okay, and ungrateful. Ask for one thing. You're only going to get one thing.
How about the 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I mean, that is doable if you want to get that.
Yeah.
You can do that, Jeffy.
Or you could take them with us to Vegas.
What? Vegas?
What's Vegas?
Oh, it's just the greatest place on earth. You can win millions of dollars. You can pay for sex. You can eat Taco Bell. It's amazing.
Oh, I want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. I don't know if we should
go. Oh, come on, Marvin. Everybody goes to Vegas for their 21st birthday. I did, and I got two STDs. Not from any chicks or anything. I just sat on a dirty toilet. I just, like, raw-dogged my bare ass on, like, the toilet at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah, I got rectal chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Marvin, I do not want you going to Vegas.
Shut the fuck up. Do you just talk all the time, even when people ask you not to? Jesus. Come on, Marvin, let's go to Vegas.
I mean, there's only three of us going. I feel like we would need
You're
a fourth.
Right. We need a fourth person.
Yeah, we need a fourth.
Me?
No, what the fuck is wrong? Fucking stop talking. Fuck. What is wrong? Fucking Jesus.
What about Chef Pee Pee?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. A man. That's a man. Yes, a man. Let's ask him.
I love a pan of cereal in the morning.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, what you boys want?
Why are you eating cereal out of a pan?
Because I didn't want to wash a bowl.
Then why is the stove on?
It's a challenge. I like to eat my cereal before the milk start boiling.
Okay, well, we want to know if you want to go to Vegas with us for Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy's birthday.
Vegas? Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas. I ain't never been to Vegas. Wait, I'm broke as hell right now. Do I have to pay for anything?
Oh, no, I'm paying for the whole thing. I mean, I only have $75, but hey, I'm going to make it work.
Oh, I like this plan. We can do this. Hey, let's go right now, then.
All
right,
let's go to Vegas.
All right, question for you fellas. Hat or no hat?
No hat.
It looks ugly.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
Vegas!
I like this.
Vegas!
Woo! But you guys can't bring those beers in the car.
We're not driving.
but if we get pulled over, it's still an open container.
Okay, Marvin, I'm a cop, all right? So you can open my container to my asshole and kiss it.
Got his ass.
Just get in my car.
All right, guys, you ready to start this 28-hour drive?
No.
28 hours? That's as long as my first marriage lasted. And if this drives anything like that, I'm going to get no pussy, I'm going to get bitched at the whole time, and I'm going to try to kill myself.
Yeah, that's the spirit, buddy.
Yeah, woo! All right, let's go! 99 balls, you piss on the wall. 99 balls, you piss. Get a new bottle, piss in that one. 100 balls, you piss on the wall. 100 balls, you piss on the wall. 100 balls, piss. Take one down, piss in it again. 101 balls, you piss on the wall.
Jeffy, stop.
Yeah, welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh. Where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle.
Guys, we're here. Yeah, uh-huh. The shitty ass motel.
Oh, that doesn't look so bad. Hey, we're in Vegas. I'll go get us checked in. 203, this is us on the second floor. And just look at that view. Look at that view. You don't get a view like that in Florida, especially not for $25. Back home, they charge us at least 50. And look at that, we got a great view of the car wash. And look at that! A real Las Vegas shooting! How about that, guys? Now let's go check out this penthouse.
Did you say penthouse?
Yeah, he said this is the birthday penthouse for our birthday. Apparently it comes stocked with all the amenities we need. Oh my god. It's even better than I expected. Look at all the goodies.
I am not staying in this room.
Shit, it's a free room and a free vacation? I didn't pay shit. Look, I'm just ready for the strip club.
Guys, what if we stay at Circus Circus?
Nah, Marvin, fuck Circus Circus. This place is a circus. Just look at that pit stain. And those bed bugs are the biggest I've ever seen. That means they must be eating pretty good. And look, Marvin, they left us a complimentary mint on the pillow. I mean, yeah, it's like unwrapped and it's already wet, but that's still, that's room service.
Hey, Dad, there's a shit on your pillow.
A shit? Now, calm down, Marvin. In some cultures, a shit might be a compliment. And you know what they say? Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that guy's shit stayed here. Oh, look at this, Marvin. Complimentary blow and Percocets and lean. We're like rappers, Marvin. We should go to a gas station and get a Kodak camera so we can make a music video.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, what is that? Oh my God, Marvin, it's a tarantula. We don't even have to go to Australia because we're already in the desert.
Guys, you might want to come in here and check this shit out. This is weird.